Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites, we give it away, freetalklive.com. And we go right back into your phone calls. That is the point of the program. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about the strippers who are protesting a church here in a little bit, but your calls come first. Let's talk to Brian in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
How you guys doing?
Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I was driving to school this morning and listened to one of the local radio stations, and they mentioned your protest at the City Hall way out here in California.
Oh, yeah. Was it NPR or a different station?
No, it was actually it was KFI, the local station. Just a quick news story.
That's a big station.
That is huge. Did they mention Free Keen?
No, they didn't. They didn't mention Free Keen or the Free State Project, which I found was disappointing, but you're definitely stirring up something.
Yeah, it's been great. Of course, you're talking about the drinking game, the city council drinking game that happened last week on Thursday. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network and I, as well as another lady activist, Monica, were arrested for so-called disorderly conduct. And the allegation was that we were somehow being rowdy. I think it was the AP story, or one of the stories out there said that we were being rowdy during the meeting.
Well, one would get that with a drinking game. I mean, drinking games and rowdiness tend to go together.
Wasn't the case. We were quietly enjoying our beverages in a district in the county chambers, or rather the city council chambers, wherein the councilors and audience are allowed to have drinks.
And I'd like to ask this of you. Did the AP, when they put this article out that said that you were rowdy, did they attempt to get a hold of you and ask you questions?
No.
Because that's what news has deteriorated to in this country. They just write crap that they saw other people write. They don't check any facts. They don't do anything.
Well,
they make their own stuff up.
Now, Toronto Sun, though, got it, did a good job. They actually took the story. I mean, these are all boiled down is basically what's happening.
Being rowdy isn't boiled down.
No, what I'm talking about is what they do is they take information from an existing news source, like the local newspaper, the Keene Sentinel, and they boil the article down to much shorter than its original form, and then somehow things get messed up even in the process. Of course, the local newspaper sometimes makes a few mistakes as well, and so those mistakes...
Well, the local newspaper is owned by the ex-mayor, and so I mean, it makes perfectly good sense. It's obviously...
I didn't know that. It's interesting.
As I understand it, it's owned by his wife.
But the Toronto Sun actually did a good job. They actually bothered to go to freekeen.com and actually look from our perspective. They didn't interview anybody, but they actually looked some of our blog posts, and they quoted Brad Jardis's blog post regarding the incident. So to Toronto's credit, so the best coverage we got outside of New Hampshire was from another country, basically. the rest of the coverage around the United States wasn't so great. But it was coverage, and I'll take it. You know, I'm not concerned about what the publicity is as long as we're getting publicity. And this may be the first internationally covered story that has happened here in Keene, New Hampshire. So our little drinking game has made it big, and it should be interesting to see what happens next week as the drinking game returns. From what I understand, there's talk amongst the activists that it will be coming back next time around. In fact, I've heard rumor that one of the local former military veterans will be showing up in his military garb, in the uniform that he at one time wore, and participating.
Now they're going to have to arrest a vet? That'll be awesome.
Yeah, participating in the drinking game.
Having some water. The drinking game is just water.
Yeah. Well, some people had some non-alcoholic beer, but nonetheless, it was all legal. What was being consumed was legal by the city's own rules. So it should be interesting to see what transpires next time around. But go ahead, Brian. You heard it on the radio. Was it just during the news segment, basically?
Yeah, it was just the news segment. I mean, the segment started off with the mayor of Keene, New Hampshire, doesn't like people drinking in city council meetings or something along those lines.
That was the first time
I've heard Free State Project activism on the radio station there, though. They also mentioned, I remember about a year ago, something to do with open carry.
That's pretty cool, man. Thanks for the heads up on that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, there's one issue that's going out here in California where one of these small towns here in Southern California, it's completely engulfed in by Los Angeles and Bell. The city managers and all of them, they gave themselves giant pay, like about $1.5 million with 28 weeks of vacation. It's a good job that you can get it.
Is this Bell?
It's Bell, yes.
Yeah, this place is a disaster. Go on.
But what's been happening now is, I mean, all the safeguards, the guardians of the people, people like Jerry Brown, that paragon of small government, have been trying to, you know, make political hay out of this. You know, and I think what's probably going to end up happening is we're going to have another layer of state regulation overseeing all the cities, making sure that they're, you know, state-funded, you know, everything's in order. Yeah, more regulations defending the thief. The thief is guarding the hen out. I was out there for the Liberty Forum earlier this year, and, well, you know, life will sometimes, you know, take you where it will, but can't make it out there yet.
Yep.
Very good. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, Brian, at 800-259-9231. If you want to hear the NPR report, I don't know if I doubt KFI probably archives their stuff, but the NPR, it was about 28 seconds that they were reporting on the Freekeen City Council drinking game that's available. You can go to freekeen.com. We link to some of the international coverage, including the NPR report. Somebody emailed me a link to that this morning saying something like, as I was driving to work, I almost spit out my coffee as I heard about Freekeen activism.
You know, I don't know when the bureaucrats around here are going to figure out that they're playing into the hands of the activists. They're doing exactly what the activists expect them and want them to do. And what did it result in? Look, if the activists had been allowed to drink their water from brown bottles in the Keene City Council chambers, would it have made national news?
No, probably not.
No, it wouldn't have gone anywhere. It would have laid there flat and nothing would have happened. But no, they went ahead and did it. They went ahead, broke their own laws, made crap up, sent the chief of police out to arrest him. You know, the mayor, they're going to get called up on stands. They can't actually do anything because they're going to get called to the witness stand. The mayor, the chief of police, the city manager, the county attorney, everybody's going to get called just for this dumb, disorderly conduct. They can't do it. It's nonsense.
Oh, and they made it into Class A misdemeanors, too. The paperwork that I was originally given was checked off as a Class B.
Which means you can get a jury trial.
Which means I can get a jury trial. And from what I learned today when I was in court in front of the robed man, he explained it to me that it works a couple different ways.
Who'd you get? Burke.
He explained to me that it works a couple different ways. You can either go through the trial process in the district court with just the judge, and be found guilty, and then appeal that and get what they call a de novo jury trial out of the Superior Court, which means it'll be new. De novo meaning new, yes. Starting from scratch.
Just to see how it goes, right?
So basically, or the other way is you can put in a plea of not guilty, which I never plea. I whenever they ask me for a plea, I won't participate in that. So they always just put in a not guilty plea by default. So that's already in. And then accept a guilty finding. I said, well, I'm not going to accept your guilty finding. He said, well, you don't have to. It's just, you know, part of the process, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll schedule it for a jury trial as well. But if you go with the first option, it seems like they tip their hand. They have to show you all their evidence, and they call up all the witnesses, and you question them. And then you get to do it all over again.
Yeah, then you can hassle them anew.
Right.
De novo.
Right. So we get a second time to call up the mayor and call up all these guys, and
they aren't going to do it. They're not going to do it. They'd be absolute blithering idiots to do that.
They may very well be. We'll find out. I hope you're right, Mark. I hope they just decide to drop the charges, but they know they
do can surprise me anew. De novo all the time with their idiocy. And it's like they're on our side.
We in kind of a weird way, huh? I don't know about that. I think they're just incompetent. They don't know how to deal with it. They know that if they flex their might and they get tough and they crack down, usually that turns people away. Usually it dissuades people. But in this case, them putting me in on basically house arrest and here for basically for the rest of the year till the trial is going to upset more people. And hopefully people are going to move their schedule up to get here sooner rather than later. I know that every time an activist is arrested, every time the state government people use force against peaceful people and it is publicized, we hear from folks. People say, you know what, I was going to move in a few years, but now I'm going to move in another year.
Can state radicalize a nation, a generation? Can state radicalize a generation? And these aren't Kent State. Nobody's gotten hit by a volley of bullets. Thank goodness. But these are small bits of activism that do radicalize people. And that's their only
thing. If we can get a few hundred activists to Keene, New Hampshire, it's curtains for the government. More coming up, 800-259-9231, and they're scared. They and their supporters are pretty frightened about this, and they're very upset that Keene was chosen to be a free place. More coming up, Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features there, and you'll find that they're free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to prove they are indeed listeners of this program, or validated video, that works too. You can go there and see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, get involved at shrine.freetalklive.com.
John Shaw and Osborne from Think Twice Productions team up once again with the mighty Stefan Molyneux to present a brand new epic video, The Sunset of the State. See it now at thinktwicenews.com. It's thinktwicenews.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Devin is on the line in New York. Devin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I was just wondering, what's your thoughts on the show South Park?
South Park, it's a show that's created by a couple of guys who I believe self-describe, at least one of them, if not both, self-describe as or have in the past as libertarian, and from what I understand, there are a number of liberty-oriented themes that are presented. I've seen a few of the episodes that I definitely took note of that. I'm not somebody that watches every single one. I've probably only seen maybe 5 to 10 episodes in the history of the show, but I've liked what I've seen so far.
Yeah, there's a lot of topics that they get into that are like current events, and you know, I like that, and you know, it's with the times, and a lot of people, you know, may relate to some episodes.
Oh, absolutely. It's liberty-oriented. In a lot of cases, it's very liberty-oriented commentary mixed in amongst a crass, rude, fun
it certainly is that.
Cartoon. So I think it's important from that perspective. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Devin. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Missouri. Another great liberty-oriented television show is Penn & Teller's BS. Highly recommend that one as well. A little more cerebral than South Park, but I think Penn might know those guys. I don't know. I'm sure the Liberty guys in Hollywood kind of pal around to some extent. Cause
you think the guys from South Park live in Hollywood?
I don't have any idea.
You could draw those silly pictures anywhere.
This is true. I don't know if they even draw them anymore. I think they're all just computer art, and they just kind of program them to do what they want them to.
Maybe.
Anyway, we continue with Mike in Missouri. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mike in St. Louis.
Mike in St. Louis, hello there.
Beautiful. How you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
I had wanted to call in about a welfare check cop story.
Okay, lay it on.
Mark had been talking about that at another time, and my grandmother is 90 years old. She lives in a small town outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, where I'm from. And I guess this is kind of a cop story where they, not that they did something they shouldn't have done, but they didn't do something that they should have done, which is she's in bad health. My sister had tried to get a hold of her, couldn't, came down there. She didn't have a key to get in, called the police and said, hey, something's wrong. You need to get in there. The guy refused to kick the door in or whatever, you know, he needed to do to get in. He would not do it.
Wow. Most of the time when we hear a welfare check story, usually the cops end up killing somebody. So I suppose it could have been worse. But
that's true. But I just kind of, you know, a lot of the things since I've been listening to you guys have made me think. I've been listening to a lot of the audio books you made available and things. And it's just a guy that lived next door who she's known for years. She lived in this house she still lives there for, mm-hmm. you know, 45 plus years. He had to come in. He kicked the door in. He came in there. She had fell in the bathtub, and she was holding her head above water barely. She was in bad shape. And
don't
you know, as soon as he got in, those cops just acted like they were superheroes.
Oh, so they hung around until the neighbor came in?
Oh, yeah. The neighbor guy looked at him and said, what the heck is wrong with you? What? And he just went on in. And then after they assessed the situation, asked actually what was going on inside then, you know, they're just like, move aside so we can do our job.
Step aside, citizen. We will take care of this drowning lady.
Yes, thank goodness we're here. Good thing you called us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I just thought I'd share that because, like, I know I hear a lot of stories about, and I've seen a lot of things with police that they don't always do, or they're always doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And I've had good run-ins with cops here and there.
Sure.
But, you know, you've got a guy here who I was thinking, why in the heck wouldn't he do that? I mean, usually they're all for kicking the door in. You know?
Great question. You should ask him.
Hard to answer that question.
But I just thought I'd just share it, you know.
Hey, thanks for sharing that story. Anything else you want to talk about?
I have one general question.
Sure.
It would be good for the website, because I frequent it now, to maybe put like a list, like a reading list out there, because I'm like really interested in this stuff. I've been reading a lot and mostly listening a lot to audiobooks. asking, you know, just a good, like, a comprehensive list of things, of liberty-minded, you know, things.
We have a list. It's not particularly comprehensive. Let's see. Where is that? The Path of Liberty. If you go to freetalklive.com under Learn More, there's the Path of Liberty. That has a few suggestions on it. There's also the link to the audiobooks there. So that does actually exist. And if you want to find a detailed list of books that a whole bunch of people have recommended, I would go to the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com and, okay. and search for books. You'll likely find a whole bunch of
them. I listened to some Lysander Spooner, and I mean, that stuff is just eye-opening.
Indeed. You know, some authors will advertise on the show, too. Often liberty-oriented books will be advertised on the show. Keep an ear out for them. Usually you won't hear them advertised too long because authors tend to have not very big budgets. But I'm reading one right now called Progress, a Novel, which is turning out to be pretty good.
Okay, well, that's good because I'm really interested in, like I said, I mean, you got a guy like that Spooner guy way back when saying that stuff, and, you know, you just weren't brainwashed that way.
Yep, it's old. They're old ideas.
That's a quote-unquote American, so you hear it, and it's just like, wow.
Well said, sir. Appreciate
it. It's your logic that can't be refuted. But, yeah, you guys are doing a great job. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Mike. And as I say, the information's there. Just look under Learn More on the Free Talk Live website, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's a lot of stuff on the Free Talk Live website, and, you know, it can't all be on the front page. So
indeed, it'd be a big front page.
So dig around. You'll find neat stuff. And it's thanks to listeners like you who've created most of the content for our site at freetalklive.com as we continue taking your calls about what you want. Going to Andrew in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew? Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling because I've been listening to you guys for a couple months now, and I think that I have a pretty good idea of, you know, where you guys are coming from and stuff.
Okay, great.
So I've been trying to get involved in my local government and stuff, like trying to, like, maybe not get involved, but pretty much defy the system, I guess. But recently, I guess I had a chance to. I got a parking ticket that I clearly violated, but I didn't go along with it. And, you know, weeks gone by, and they tacked on another $100 to the fine. So now it's like $120. Yeah,
wow, so, around here, the worst fine you can get for parking is, I think, $35, and that's after you're giving it a long
different
time.
Different places are different. Different
well, what's it, where are you in? Is it, you say Philly, or where are you at?
No, I'm in a small town. A small town?
Jeez. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I want you to tell the rest of your story, if you don't mind. Hang on.
Ian. Yeah, I don't recommend just ignoring parking tickets. Ian, you might go for that, but not me. I'm not going to just not recognize that these dangerous people have put a piece of paper on my car saying that they're liable to take it away from me. I'll fight it in court.
You went and challenged it right out the gate, and then they dropped the charge.
Yeah.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Hopefully Andrew will finish his story, and we'll talk to you about anything. Free Talk Live.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Our webcam brought to you by the folks at memorydealers.com. You can enjoy the webcam for free, and you can chat with other listeners. The chat room's built into the same page, so watch, listen, chat over at cam.freetalklive.com, and know that memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking manufacturers, equipment manufacturers like Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. Visit memorydealers.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Andrew, listening in Pennsylvania, you'd begun to tell us a story. Andrew, are you still with us?
Yep.
All right, so you are in a small town in Pennsylvania. You got a parking ticket, and you did nothing, and now they have increased the fine to, what was it, $120?
Yeah, about $120.
All right. And when did this transpire?
Well, I think it's about like 2.5 weeks ago now. So, and I just got a letter in the mail saying that from the judge, you know, saying there's a list of different options that I can take, you know, recommended by them. But I was kind of calling to see what you guys recommend me to do from here.
Well,
like
what
to
are
try
these
to clog up their system? Maybe, I don't know.
What are they suggesting that will happen to you?
Well, I think some of the options it says, you know, I could offer a plea bargain. I don't understand all these legal terms, really. I'm just going to try to...
Sure, it's hard to understand their stuff. It's very confusing.
Well, here, I'll give you some advice. If they give you the option of taking it to court, I would try to have them prove that you parked the car. Okay. Do you own the car?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And it's in your name, registered in your name?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would have them prove that you, in fact, parked the car.
Well, that presumes that they're... Well, Mark, that presumes that there is some sort of requirement in their rules to have that being the case to be able to issue.
I can tell you
fines.
There's a rule in there. There's a requirement in their rule that the cop put a boot on his car.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
They're going to take the kid's car away.
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't know if he's going to win that case. If
he may or may not win.
Well, wait a minute. If you take it to trial, are they going to hit you with court costs?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Mark.
That's one of the things that...
That might work here in New Hampshire where you're not necessarily going to get hit with court costs to go up and just take it to trial. But in Pennsylvania there, if he goes in and goes for not guilty and takes it to trial and whatever his approach is, if he loses, then you're looking at maybe a few hundred dollars more in court costs.
It's crazy.
My recommendation is that it is a mistake to make a stand like this anywhere but New Hampshire. I think that you should pay it and just go on with your life.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I completely agree with you, but I kind of can't move up there yet for a couple of years, so I'm trying to do what I can down
well,
here.
Well, I
recommend you do while you're down there. Do as little to get on the radar of the government as possible. When you do come on the radar, give them as little money as you possibly can. React quickly if that's what it takes in order to give them money, because that extra money that you're going to be giving them now is money that you're not putting away to make your move to New Hampshire.
Absolutely. I was pulled over for a speeding ticket down in Florida as I was a member of the Free State Project and wanted to move to New Hampshire, and I just, you know, I paid it. I went ahead and did it because I didn't want to make a stand down there. What would the point be? Me standing up for a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or whatever and making a stand in court and going through all those processes would do nothing in the long run to advance liberty down there because I'm going to leave. You know, I was planning on leaving.
Yeah.
And so what good? It's not going to change anything. The system is going to crumble because one person makes a stand. You have to have multiple people standing up for freedom in order to have an effect. And so people, I think
it's frustrating.
Right. People hear about the stories in New Hampshire. They hear about the successes because some people have had successes in traffic court. One of the local activists here, local Keene native, Nick Ryder, has actually had not guilty findings in traffic court. Mark, you had a case thrown out. I had a not guilty on a parking ticket. So they hear about these stories and they think, wow, well, I should be able to do this where I live. Good luck. I highly recommend against it. And as Mark pointed out, the more money you're pouring into activism there in the system there, the less you'll have to make the move to get here sooner where you can actually have people back and
do it. If it's something bigger than a parking ticket, these things can go on for years.
Right, and then
while
they might
keep
force
on,
you to stay.
And then you have to come back and come back and come back, assuming you have left, in order to be at their court. Because they're not going to bring court to you. You've got to come to them. And so they'll make you their slave.
You know, George Donnelly, who's a pretty brave activist, has gone out to he went out to Allentown, Pennsylvania, to the federal courthouse there with Julian Heiklin, the man we were talking about earlier, the Fully Informed Jury Association activist. He went out there with his video camera, which is, you know, a relatively safe activism thing to do, to be videotaping in public, all things considered. But nonetheless, the federal agents arrested him for assault on a federal agent, and now he's on house arrest. I'm not really on house arrest, but I've got a significant curfew, so basically it's like being on house arrest. But he's on house arrest as well, awaiting trial, and he can't leave. As my understanding, he can't leave the Pennsylvania area. Maybe they've changed that now at this point, but they put some pretty significant restrictions on him. And the really horrible part of it all was he was planning on moving to New Hampshire like the next week. So because he wanted to get out there and get active, he ended up getting embroiled in a court case with the federal government. So I highly recommend against getting out in the current place where you are. And if you're planning on moving to New Hampshire, that is, and just staying low, keep your head down, stay under the radar. And then when you come here, you can put it up and be as brave as you want to be.
Yeah, there's something to be said for discretion. It's not like Ian's going out and violating his bail provisions here. So there's times to stand up.
I can only go so far.
Right. There's times to stand up and there's times to sit down.
And there's times when others should, you know, can stand up as well. It doesn't have to
point.
Be the same five people. But when you're up here, it's not five people. When you're here, it's hundreds of people that are together for liberty. How many people in your area would you consider active liberty activists?
Absolutely none that I know of.
Yeah, so you don't even have anybody that's going to come to court with you. Maybe a best friend, maybe a family member.
Yeah, that's about it.
Pay up, man, and then keep your head down and stay off their radar as much as you possibly can. Save your money, and if you're planning on moving to New Hampshire, make it happen sooner rather than later. Good luck, man, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I know how tempting it must be. You hear about the success stories, and you think, boy, I should do that here. Maybe I should get some practice here. Now, Sam did that down in Plano, Texas, and he did it in a pretty big way and managed to get away with it. But
he still had to fork over in the end.
Yeah, that's true.
He had a good time playing with him on camera and stuff, but he still had to fork over in the end.
Yeah.
The only other option the kids got is to go into their court system and say, I haven't got the money, put me in jail.
Presuming they do that. I would presume they would.
I think they do that everywhere. Option. Yeah.
So there you go. Good luck out there. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dylan in Arizona on the Amp Lines. Hello, Dylan.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to your podcast, as I usually do, because I don't get the live radio show, and you were talking about the e-cigarettes, and it got me all excited because I was just got the delivery confirmation on mine, and I'll tell you, I'm a little bit jittery. There's so much nicotine in that thing.
You're jittery? Meaning you just tried it?
Yeah, I took a big old hit off of it. Of course, I killed the battery because it died in transit, so I'm recharging it. But, boy, it was enough to the product is quite comparable in terms of its delivery of nicotine to a regular cigarette.
Yeah, I had somebody, and I can't remember who it was, that was telling me about their experience with the e-cigarette, and maybe it was a caller. It all blends together for me. Was saying that essentially that they'd cut down their amount, their usage of nicotine with the e-cigarette, just because, because it's not you don't have to smoke a whole cigarette at once. There's no need to do that. Cigarettes, you know, they're gross if you try to put them out and smoke them again.
Yeah, well, I used to do that anyway, because I'm not much of a smoker, having had a bunch of heart surgeries, but I have
The nicotine would be great for that.
Well, I wholeheartedly endorse it.
Very good, sir. Thank you for the call tonight,
Dylan. Says the heart patient.
Enjoy. 1-800-259-9231. Moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com. Four out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can do that and get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more stations, bring more people listening to the program at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, John in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
I wanted to report that I live here in Los Angeles. I was listening to the Bill Handel show this morning, and during the news, they covered the city council drinking game activism in Keene. I thought you'd be very happy to hear that.
It's actually the second report that we've had today, which means a lot of people are listening to KFI out there in the morning. Is that KFI that he's on?
Yeah, yeah. Handel gets 1.5 million listeners, so yeah.
I can't stand that guy. I've heard him on
I love him.
I can't stand him.
I think he does a great job.
He's pretty funny.
I find him too. I think he's good at radio, but I think that he rubs me the wrong way. He comes off as a real obnoxious guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, he certainly is a real obnoxious guy. Yeah, I can see that.
He is an attorney, after all. You know, he's an attorney. He's got the head of an attorney with the head of a radio talk show host.
Can you imagine somebody on the radio being obnoxious?
Yeah, he's a real statist, but he is pretty funny. All right,
Very good.
I'm glad you guys got their report.
Hey, thanks for the heads up. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in New Jersey on the AMP lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
So this morning I responded to a 911 call for a guy who got hit in the head with a hammer multiple times by his ex-wife.
Mm.
And we went in there, the police secured the scene, stuff like that, we patched him up, and as we were bringing him outside to the ambulance, he said that he wanted to smoke a cigarette. Now, the guy had blood pouring out of his head, and we're like, no, you're not going to have a cigarette. And he said, well, I'm not going to the hospital then.
Wow.
So
now if we go and we give him a cigarette, or we allow him to smoke it, that could change his vital signs.
It would.
That could cause all kinds of complications, lowers blood pressure, especially with the blood loss, low blood volume, and then low blood pressure could, you know, it could cause significant side effects. So we don't necessarily want to fight him, and we don't want to throw him in the ambulance if he doesn't want to go. But at the same time, this guy is in serious trouble. This is like a critical patient.
Okay.
So my question to you is, if you were in my position, would you let him smoke the cigarette, knowing what the side effects would be, or would you try and force him to go in the rig if he was being adamant?
What I would do is I would pull out my cell phone camera, and I would say, Mr. Dumbass, it's my understanding that what you're telling me is that if you, and videotaping both of you, holding it to the side so I can videotape both of us at the same time, it's my understanding that you wish to smoke a cigarette before you go in the ambulance, and that if I do not allow you to smoke that cigarette, you will choose not to go to the hospital today. Is that correct? And he'll say, yes, I'm stupid. And then you'll say, okay, it's my belief that letting you smoke the cigarette will constrict your arteries and increase your blood pressure, and this could have a very, very bad effect on you from a health standpoint. You've just been hit in the head with a hammer 10 times. Now, would you like to, do you understand that? Do you still want to smoke the cigarette? Yes, I'm very stupid. And then you let him smoke the cigarette, and you put him in the ambulance, and assuming he makes it to the hospital, you're covered from all legal standpoints. You just mention to him what the effects could possibly be. You know, the guy seemed as lucid as a man who could been hit in the head with a hammer 10 times could possibly be. We decided that it would be worse for the patient to try to manhandle him to put him in than it would be to let him smoke the cigarette. So,
wow, that's a really great answer, Mark.
I am a super genius.
But I think, he called for your services, and if he doesn't want to agree to the terms of your service, then you're under no obligation to offer him the service.
Well, the problem then becomes that we have a standard of care to meet, and that I was informed later that if we would have left him at the scene the way he was on his own accord, that we would have been in legally more trouble than if we let him smoke the cigarette and there were complications. So
yeah, I don't know what the laws are. I'm just saying from a principled perspective, if he called to have an ambulance come and the ambulance's terms are you don't get to smoke while you're in our care, then that's his choice to make.
Right, because I don't want to call PD. I hate talking to PD. I don't want to force him to do anything that he doesn't want to do. But at the same time, he's being such an idiot.
So what ended up happening?
You know, well, I wasn't in charge. The guy in charge, he said, I'll let you smoke half of one.
Huh.
So, and then he did that. But I was informed by the guy in charge, if we would have allowed him to sign an RMA, which is a refusal of medical attention, we would have been in legally hot water. So we just documented everything. Every single word that he said went into our narrative.
Alex, we got a call here for you. Scott is on the line in New York. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Alex.
Hey, I'm a healthcare provider myself. I'm in Ithaca, New York. Actually, could have probably circumvented a little bit faster. I would have just said, we have another call for another emergency. There's no time to smoke a cigarette. Really apologize, but we need to get you in the ambulance right now.
I like that answer, too.
That's a good one. Thank you, Scott, for the call.
I'm all for a good lie.
Yeah, well, I don't see why it would hurt in that circumstance. Hey, Alex, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Interesting situation, and thanks for asking about it.
You know, and I think you should call lies in those circumstances lies so that people, because lies get such bad names out there. And I think there's times when you've got to tell somebody something that's not true. I think that Scott came up with a great story. Look, hey, it's a busy ambulance service, pal. We can't just have people smoking out here. You know,
that's
a good thing to say.
Ambulance people, EMTs and folks in the medical field, I've heard that many of them are trained to tell patients things like, you know, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Oh, it's not so bad, that kind of thing. And even when it is bad.
But you don't want them going into shock.
Right. Even when you don't think they're going to be all right, you tell them that they are because maybe all they're hearing at that moment in time, maybe the only thing, maybe they're not able to focus on anything at all and they're really out of it, but maybe just hearing someone say at a subconscious level, you're going to be all right, is enough they need to actually pull through.
It absolutely is. One of the biggest dangers that you have in those circumstances is the person going into shock. And so, you know, giving them some good news. For instance, I had a situation where I don't think I was a member of the volunteer fire department at this time. This was a sort of a civilian activity. A guy had been gored or something by an animal, and he was bleeding and it was holding his arm, and I really couldn't do anything except I called his wife, held the phone up there for him, called the ambulance service. They were on their way out. I figured the biggest danger this guy was in wasn't bleeding to death, because he had himself clamped pretty good. I didn't want to unclamp his hand in order to put a tourniquet on him. So I just talked to him. I asked him about his business, his kids, and talked to him about these kind of things in order to keep his mind off of what the big pressing thing that was going on, which is a large gaping hole in his arm. And it turned out pretty well.
Little things like that can make a big difference, and it's somebody's mindset that is a really important factor in how they're able to heal. That's why they bring in animals in many cases to the hospital. When you've got a patient that's in the hospital and they're not doing so well, they bring the dogs or the cats or whatever around, these little friendly animals that they know are good with people. They bring them in, and it brightens people's day. And just having that positive interaction with somebody that's going to love them unconditionally can really, from what I understand, contribute to making people get better sooner. So just something about the positivity. Whereas can you imagine if you've got these nurses and orderlies coming in, boy, things aren't looking good today, Chuck.
Yeah, right. Holy crap. I can't believe these vitals.
Right? So, one thing gives somebody hope and the other doesn't. And give them the hope, even if it's not true, even if you don't believe that to be the case, give them the hope and give them the opportunity to believe they can make it, and maybe that belief will make a difference. I mean, the placebo effect is a very powerful thing. This is kind of like a different version, if you will, of the placebo effect. It's transferring hope that may not actually exist to the person, but if they believe it, that's what's important.
Yeah, I think from a medical standpoint that to take someone's hope away is a bad idea. Yes, it's a good idea to have your stuff in order, your will written up. Go to LegalZoom.com and use coupon code FTL in order to get your will done. But it's having some hope can help you to fight through it.
We're out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join us there. Get interactive with the other listeners. Help create the content for the site. And thank you in advance. Again, freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.